Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get your choice of blackjack and roulette and table games, all legal, safe, and securer than secure gaming app. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, this one is an interesting topic we have for quarter number three today. And you were someone who brought this up a couple weeks ago. Someone came out with and you tweeted it about the similarities between James Franklin and his Penn State program and Dabo Swinney and his Clemson program. And let's start with this. And this is what you tweeted out. Both Penn State and Clemson over a four-year span went 42-11. Well, Clemson did that, and then they completely broke through and became one of the absolute elite teams, if not the best team in the country. In similar fashion, James Franklin's Penn State Nittany Lions have also gone 42-11 over their past 4 years. Is this a precursor of what's to come for Penn State, Dustin?
I think it's just an interesting similarity. And I do think before Clemson became Clemson, they were awfully similar to what Penn State is right now. Now, there are shades of gray and there are some differences. Obviously, one of the primary differences is the league that Clemson plays in versus the league and the division that Penn State plays in. So that's a clear barrier for Penn State to make the same leap. But in terms of, you know, A, that record, B, the success and the failures that Clemson had, the high profile failures on the road, you know, they were Clemsoning games. You know, it's not that different than what Penn State and what James Franklin faces. And it was the dialogue that came from that. So first of all, the person who first started to make this comparison was Josh Pate from 24/7 Sports. He does a lot of video work for them and has a podcast and really went through why Penn State could be the next Clemson. You can't predict when somebody's going to break through, but the ingredients are there for Penn State. You know, the success that they've had, the way that they've been able to recruit. So just a couple notes. Somebody by the name of on Twitter at Perkins Penguins. So Clemson had a 2-10 record in road games against ranked teams prior to making the college football playoff in 2015. Very similar record to James Franklin and Penn State. One of the things that James Franklin is criticized for. So the 42-11 record is the same over that 4 year stretch. Also, in the 4 years before Clemson made the college football playoff, 5 years before that, their average recruiting class was number 14 in the country. Penn State, the last 5 years, average of 13.8. So really similar to the types of players and the amount of talent that they've acquired as well. So really, I think what it comes down to for me is that Clemson is the blueprint. Clemson is what you hope that Penn State can be. It's also proof, I think, that once you break through once, it does have the ability to fundamentally change and improve your chances of breaking through again. I think that's one of the learning points for me is that Clemson broke through. You know, you need some luck. You need some good factors on your side. In Penn State's case, you probably need to beat Ohio State. Or if you don't beat Ohio State, you beat everybody else. So you need to take care of business and you need probably a little bit of good fortune on your side. But once you are able to elevate into that conversation, maybe up here in that college football playoff, the championship game at least, then it could fundamentally change your program. It did in Clemson's case. And that is the hope, I think, for everybody who follows Penn State football, is that this is the blueprint they can follow.
Well, I did a little bit of my homework on this too, and everything you said was true. And I'll go a step further. Prior to those 4 years of 42-11, the two seasons preceding those four seasons, if this is clear enough, Clemson was 15-12. Penn State was 14-12 in those 2 years. So even it goes even further, the similarities. Instead of just 4 years, you could go back 6 years, and they are within a half game of each other. The other interesting thing, I was going to, when I did the homework, I want to look at the recruiting, and you alluded to this, Dustin. What I found fascinating was, if you look at the three prior seasons to Clemson breaking out, and I think in this day and age, you go back 3 years. You don't go back four and five, because those elite players are already gone from those recruiting classes. But prior to breaking through, Clemson's recruiting ranking were 20, 15, and 16. That's not recruiting like an elite team, is it? I was stunned by that. I thought I was going to find Clemson was getting all these top 10 classes prior to breaking through, and that's not the case. Does that surprise you as much as it does me, Dustin?
No, I mean, I think it points to the way that the build is taking place. You know, you don't immediately cannonball from a average recruiting, average program into the, hey, we're elite category. Like, the build is slow and meticulous and takes time, and it's about culture, and it's about maximizing the players that you do have. It's about the steady upward climb. I mean, it's not entirely different from life itself, right? Like, I mean, it's not often that somebody goes from an average individual and just the very next day has a billion-dollar business or whatever. Like, there's a build, and there's a process, and there's a climb. And I think that the essence of making this similarity is that, you know, the climb to get to this point, you know, Clemson, we can look back on it and realize now that they were on the cusp and they made the jump. Penn State, we don't know yet. I mean, the hard work is still ahead, you know, I think the way that James Franklin has built his program and the types of talent that they're bringing and their ability to develop talent and get the most out of it is why they're in this position. Now, they won't become Clemson until they officially break through. But I mean, I think everybody would agree at a national level that Penn State has a chance to do that this year with what they have and who they have coming back and their recruiting, you know, specifically in 2018 and 2019. They are, you know, if anybody can be circled as being able to make the Clemson leap, Penn State to me is at the top of that list. You know, it's not saying that they will, but it you know, there are certain ingredients you need to be able to get there.
All right. Well, let's look at the differences then. First, I'm going to start with another similarity. As Clemson was climbing, just like Penn State has Ohio State as the hurdle, Clemson had Florida State as their hurdle. That was the elite team, and they had to climb over Florida State. Now, the difference is, at that point, right when Clemson became really good, Florida State started to go the other way. Ohio State does not appear to be heading anywhere. If anything, especially based on their recruiting the last couple of years, their performance on the field last season, they seem to be sticking around right where they are. So the question becomes, Dustin, can Penn State, or what will it take for Penn State to become the Clemson of the next 3 or 4 years?
Well, so here's my thing, I mean, obviously the number one thing for any program in the Big Ten East, the number one thing for Penn State is beating Ohio State. If you want to be in the college football playoff, you have to beat the team in your league that's always the most likely to get there. So that's number one. But the second part of that, and I think I've said this before, is that Penn State can still be a playoff team without beating Ohio State. You know, if Penn State takes care of business against the teams that they should beat, you know, Michigan State, for example, a couple of those years, I understand the emotional letdown and losing to Ohio State and what that can do for you as a, you know, in terms of having a hangover and that kind of thing. But I think the formula for getting to the playoff doesn't necessarily need to include a win over Ohio State. It's beating everybody else. So I think that, you know, if you want to supersede Ohio State as being the Big Ten's best team, obviously there's work to be done there. But I think Penn State's formula, it could include not beating Ohio State. You know what I mean? If you go 11-1 and your only loss is a tight loss on the road to Ohio State, your resume, depending on how the college football playoff picture looks on any particular year, it could and probably should be good enough for consideration. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm taking a position there or not, but I think my position is, you know, if Penn State takes care of business against everybody else, then who knows?
Well, that I think is a great point, Dustin, because as we look back, remember Penn State winning the Big Ten, beating Ohio State. The reason why they didn't make the college football playoffs that year is they had two losses. I do not believe a team has made the playoffs with more than one loss. Correct? Am I correct with that, Dustin?
I believe you are correct, and I believe you could maybe make the case that that might not ever happen. The playoff as it exists right now, two losses is pretty much a deal breaker.
Exactly. And that's, I believe, the point. And over these last couple of years where Penn State's been close, first of all, they've been close to beating Ohio State. They haven't embarrassed themselves. They've been very competitive. In fact, they've been ahead in the fourth quarter multiple times and couldn't hold on to that lead. But it's not. But what has kept them out of the playoffs are a loss to Pitt or a loss to Michigan State, a loss somewhere else. So when we look at it, you're right. It's not necessarily the hurdle is to get over Ohio State. The hurdle is, can you get to the point where you have a one-loss season? And that's what James Franklin hasn't done yet. This four-year span, there's been three losses, two losses, four losses, and two losses. And those seasons where there were two losses, if there was only one loss, and you know, Ohio State didn't beat you twice, they only beat you once. So I guess our agreement is you've got to go 11-1 to make the playoffs.
If that includes a win over Ohio State, great. But I think that Penn State has been close without really be outside of 2016, without really being much of a factor in that. And I think that, you know, that's the next step, is to really be in the running and not have those two lost seasons. Feel like you're still so far away. That's where Penn State's at. We're going to take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to conclude after this my most important recruiting win series. Stick around.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.